We want you to have some money. So that vacation that you've been planning on, but you're like, ugh, I had to take money out of my savings to pay my water bill. I had to go pay for some books for school. Whatever it is, we want to replenish it so you can take that vacation. We got $5,000 up for grabs, and we do it at 8 a.m.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them.
Dear blog, I was in Publix a couple of days ago with my daughter, who's five, and I think that she has given us a new word. Now, a word for this thing already exists, but I don't like it near as much as what she discovered for this.
Okay.
So I'm asking her what, you know, what she'd like to pack in snacks or have at home. And I'm always trying to like redirect to a healthy thing because otherwise she has a steady diet of mini marshmallows, jelly beans, Kinder eggs, you know, things like this. So we spent a lot of time in the produce section and I'm like, ooh, here's grapes or raspberries. And we walk past those, you know how at Publix they have the little pre-cut watermelon cubes?
Oh, yes.
I like those because mainly I'm lazy and cutting up fruit is one of my least favorite activities, but I know I need to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I will spend the extra money to get the pre-cut up watermelon. So I'm like, oh, what about some watermelon? We get the one of those little buckets with the cubes, and she goes, no, no, no. I want the sliffs.
The who?
The sliffs.
What is that?
It is the triangular slices in a package. So I said, I'm sorry. And as any good parent does, I go, I'm sorry, you wanted what now? And she goes, the sliffs. And then she makes the triangle with her hand. She goes, where it's red at the point and green on the bottom. And I go,
Sliffs.
The sliffs. Well, yes. So I will be calling them sliffs from now on. Slices out, sliffs in.
Okay. So now, does this refer to anything that is like in a slice? We're calling this sliffs, or is it just the watermelon?
I haven't decided yet. For sure, it's the watermelon.
Okay.
It may be other slices of fruit that come in like a wedge shape, like maybe like a cantaloupe slice or like whatever. And it would be S-L-I-F-F.
Ooh, hold on. Let me write this down. You said S-L-I-F-F, sliff?
Sliff.
Okay, so now do we consider like a slice of a pizza? Like, would that be, can I have a sliff of a pizza?
I like that word.
I don't see why not.
Okay.
I mean, I really feel like it rolls off the tongue well. Sliff.
So hip. I like it.
Sliff.
You know what? I promise you, it starts today. You've debuted it.
Yeah.
By this time next year, Justin Bieber's going to have a song called The Sliff.
Ooh.
And it's going to be about all the different slices and sliffs that you can get when you go out to the club.
Sliffs and slices.
Yes, yes.
So anyway, I just wanted to introduce you to your new word of the day, which is sliff.
S-L-I-F-F. Yeah. All right, we're going to put that definition up on the Miguel and Holly Insta story on Instagram. And so then you can let us know if you're going to start using sliff.
Yeah.
All right, dear blog, I'm amazing, okay?
Yeah, okay. Like,
let's just go ahead. Let's just go ahead and put it out there.
All right.
My friend, we threw him this huge birthday party this weekend in their backyard where they had, because they're very rich. I'm kidding. They had like, but they had like a bartender that was pouring drinks
like
at their house.
They hired one?
Yeah, they hired one. They had a caterer.
That is very fancy.
I mean, it was really fancy. I'm like, wow, y'all have really outdone me for, you know, the party planners here. So it was absolutely fantastic. But then, of course, I had to one-up everyone at this birthday party.
Did you?
I did.
Did you have to one-up them?
Of course you do, Holly. Okay. This is how my gay friends work. We have to one-up each other on who can give the best present or host the best party. And they won with the party.
Right.
So I had to win with the present. Well, my present showed up in the form of a police officer who then took my friend Chris, whose birthday we were celebrating. The police officer came in, handcuffed my friend Chris, put him down on a chair.
Oh, my God.
And proceeded to strip.
Oh, my God.
I hired a stripper for my birthday party, girl.
That is the most extra.
Yes, yes, yes.
What the heck is wrong with you?
It was amazing. Everyone loved it.
Okay.
I saw this on your Insta story, and I freaked out because I'm like sitting next to my grandma, and I'm like, what is this?
No.
I immediately told my girlfriend, I was like, Mary, get on Miguel's story right now. You have to see this.
Oh my gosh. Miguel, like, that was un. necessary for a birthday party. Like, no one's getting, like, married and needs a bachelor thing.
Okay, now, here's where it was a little awkward, is I didn't know that right before the stripper came, that my friend Chris, whose birthday we were celebrating, his partner re-proposed to him. And so it was sort of like a sharp turn in the party where it was like a proposal and everyone was crying and it was nice. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, y'all, the cops are here.
Uh-oh. Police is here.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So, but I still think I won for the best birthday
gift.
It's
something.
You gays, you're one-upping each other.
That's a one-up.
So shout out to Roman, the dancer who made this happen.
Yeah,
so,
that's right. I know that's right.
I'm going to post some of this on my Instagram. And so you can see, if you missed my story this weekend, you can see Roman the dancer dancing this weekend at my friend's birthday party.
Are so extra.
All right, Ali, it is 6:52. What is hot in Hollywood?
I have reason to suspect that we may have a new smash hit album on the way.
What?
From Adele.
Oh.
Let me explain why, and you tell me if you think we're going to get another powerful album at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.